Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and this morning I'm at Fort Worth, Texas, at the Southwest Believers Convention, Brother Kenneth Copeland's yearly convention here, and I just want to thank you once again for joining us. Last week, my daughter Brenda did this prayer call, or might have been Shelley, I'm not sure, but anyway, my daughter's been doing it, and I was in Washington, D.C., and with the CUFI, I was in a taxi cab. Shelley said, "Mom, that would be good if you did it from a taxi cab," but it was just a little too busy. So we were joining you as we were on the way to the Capitol. Wonderful things happened. We have some good reports from there. And I'm sure you've heard that at our Christians United for Israel in Washington, D.C., our keynote speaker was Vice President Mike Pence. And he promised us. And he spoke to us, and he said, knowing that we were Christians United for Israel, I want to assure you that we stand, first of all, with Israel. And he was speaking for himself and the administration, the president, and he promised, and this is more or less a direct quote, "Sooner or later, we will get the job done. We will move the embassy to Jerusalem." And so right now, just as a quick beginning prayer, let's pray about that. Heavenly Father, it is written that, first of all, we are to lift up those who are in authority, presidents, prime ministers, and kings. We, as a group right here, want to thank you that our vice president spoke, and we believe he spoke on the behalf of the president as well. And they spoke and gave their word that we would move that embassy to Jerusalem. We believe, Father, that blessings are entailed in that move. And we ask you to give them strength of courage and backbone to indeed follow through with their words. We thank you for that, Father. There are some good reports. Someone texted me, but I also had seen the report myself on Fox News and Pat Robertson, CBN. I can't tell you how much I appreciate Pat Robertson and CBN on the 700 Club daily giving us news from the Christian point of view. And they reported, both Fox News and Pat Robertson, that the majority of President Trump's cabinet meets weekly for Bible study and that they give their notes to the president. And President Trump is always invited to attend. Pat Robertson's account said that Vice President Mike Pence does attend this weekly Bible study in the White House, in the cabinet, for the cabinet. Mike Pence does attend it from time to time, and they showed pictures of people who attend it from time to time, and this is the first time that we've ever had the majority of a cabinet to be out-and-out Christian, identifying themselves as Christian. Jim Garwell told me, many of you know Jim Garwell from California, married to Schindler, Rosemary Schindler. And he reported that they have a weekly prayer meeting in the Capitol that is attended by senators and congressmen from both sides of the aisle. He even invited me to come and be a speaker sometime. It was reported in the Fox News account that an evangelical leader prays each day with President Trump in Washington, D.C. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I do happen to know an evangelical leader who was invited there last week. I know him personally, and I knew that he went. So I want us to pray that those doors stay open. When President Ronald Reagan was elected, Carolyn Sunset was his liaison between Christians and the president, and she called us in for prayer. Brother Howerson and Sister Tifa Teller and myself. And she called us to come and pray because the doors that once had been open to Christians to have audience with the President Reagan had closed. Well, they did pray, and that person was prayed out who had shut those doors. So let's pray for these doors to stay open right now. Heavenly Father, again, based on 1 Timothy 2:1, here we are, Lord. Oh, Lord, you see us. We're from 40 states, at least 5 from across Canada, Belgium, Europe. Dearest Lord, we are asking you that these doors stay open. It is written that you open doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open. And so standing on those Christian, those doors, standing upon those promises, here we are from well representing America, and we're asking you to keep open the doors to our President Donald John Trump. We are asking you, Father, that voices that are not God and that surround him will be hushed in the name above every name, that he will discern between right and wrong counsel. And we do pray for the voices that are indeed speaking God's will, and of course for your voice strong in his own spirit. We ask for the volume to be turned up. It is written, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. Those other voices, Father, those that are kindled from the kingdom of darkness, we ask that those voices be recognized as tinny and shallow, and Father, even that they be hushed. We ask for you to call our leaders, and here we're going to include Vice President Pence, of course, and of course the cabinet, and of course senators, and of course the representatives, and of course the judges. Those that know you, Father, we're asking for an amplification of the voice of God in their own spirits. You put it there. And we ask you to turn up the volume of that inward leading so that they cannot miss you. And that when they wake up in the mornings, Lord, they'll hear your counsel. They'll hear your will. They'll hear your voice. And another they will not follow. We ask you, of course, Father, for this is a prayer call for Israel. We thank you and appreciate you that you have put it in their hearts, in our leaders, that this administration will be friends of Israel and will recognize the lies, as they've already indicated that they have. They already indicated that they have heard Abbas, heard that Abbas is a liar and that he pays terrorists and he ignites terrorism. And so, Father, we're thankful that they don't have blinders over their eyes to that, and that we can claim in this nation the blessings of Genesis chapter 12. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. Those who curse Israel will be cursed. Heavenly Father, we lift up now the leadership of Israel. We lift up Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Oh Lord, the kings of Israel down through the ages have been under attack from the enemy of God with a ferocity that other nations probably do not know. And we do pray that he will be strong. We lift up those who are praying for Benjamin Netanyahu. We lift up those across the world, around the world, who pray for him, that they'll stay strong and strong in their prayers. We ask you to give him wisdom. We know that your eyes are constantly on that nation. And right now, Father, the warfare over the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the hostilities that have been stirred, and fires literally from hell burning in men's hearts and souls. Dear Lord, as people have said to me when we come home from our trips. The fact that Israel is there is miraculous. The fact that it's reborn, you did it. And the fact that it is surrounded by enemies, but kept by the hand of God, as it is written in Jeremiah, he who gathered Israel keeps him as a shepherd does his flock. Lord, except you keep them, they would perish. So we know you are keeping them. And we know that on that Temple Mount, that there is a visible war on the earth. There is visible confrontation. But the heavenlies, the high heavenlies, Father, where the angel warriors of darkness, the prince of the power of the air, would lay his claim. Lord, we do lift up those heavenly princes of the heavenly the angelic warriors. We lift them up, Father. Our prayers ascend to you. And as Dr. Gary Wood saw, that when we pray, it matters in the heavenlies high. And so we do pray and lift up the angels of right and might and God. I want to personally thank you. We want to thank you for the plots that have been stayed and found out. Because it is written, according to Hebrews 4:13, that everything is naked and open to you. Dear Father, I know of one plot that you stopped. And I know there were so many more. We just want to thank you and praise you that the hand of God stayed the hand of the enemy. And we know, Father, that it was at the request of prayers of men on the earth, because that's how you work. We're so thankful that he's the head of a body. And that we, as we are all praying together today, we're that body. And the head has put in our hearts what to pray. And the head has told us, written in the Word of God, how we should bless Israel, how we should pray for Israel. As we pray for the leaders and their safety, dear God, of Israel, of the United States, of Canada, and our faithful prayer from Belgium. And, Father, so many craziness was reported out of Europe this week and its leaders. Dear Father, I'm so glad to know, and I met them personally in Jerusalem, that there are parliamentarians of the European Union who meet for prayer. You've got your people everywhere, Lord. And we just lift them up. And we just lift up Belgium and France, that you too there would quell the plots that might come in those countries from the terrorists there. We lift up the praying people of France, the praying people of England, the praying people of Australia, the praying people of Belgium and Singapore, and all these places in the world. I know personally, Lord, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that every place where there's a prayer, you're working and answering prayer, for it is written. We thank you for the privilege of prayer. I want to report to you, prayers, that we now have 5,000 people who have phoned in or written in or gone online and committed to pray first of all for their country's leaders. We have got at least 400 from outside the United States of America that are praying for their nation's leaders. Oh, God can work mightily. And if you want to join us and you want to call in and say that you're praying first of all, that number is 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And also, I have a new book out. I told Carolyn Savelle last night, Jerry Savelle's wife. Oh, and I told Jesse's wife. I never have, you know, just wanted to just say, well, you know, just push one of the books I've written. But this one I have to push. And God is opening doors for it to be pushed. I'm going to be on a radio program on the 8th of August that comes from Virginia. And that's on Emmanuel, or I've forgotten his last name. It's a talk program. I'm going to be on with Alveda King. And we're going to talk about this, first of all, of what God wants. And then Jim Baker is going to have me on his program, his television program, to talk about this, first of all. We've just been on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And God's opening doors for what it means. And so if you'd like to have that new book of mine for a special offer of $10 plus shipping, just call 1-800-972-3447 and tell them this is the special Israel prayer call. It normally sells for $12, so he's just getting $2 off, but $2 is $2. And bless the Lord. We want you to have it. We want you to get in your heart what God's placing in our hearts. Praying, first of all, so that in these last days, you see, Satan is fighting for his existence. His existence. And so it's no wonder that he has attacked us and attacked our governments. He wants his government. He wants to take over the world. Islam wants to take over the world. But behind that is Satan. He'll work through any way he can to take over the world. But he can't do it because, glory be to God, it already has a creator and a king of all kings. Bless the Lord. I want to thank you for this prayer call. It just thrills me when I hear your voices. It just thrills me. I keep a chart here. I write down when I hear from each place, and it just blesses me, you who get up so early, you faithful ones, and I, you know, you who are in those 13 colonies, original colonies. We're coming to, in August, this very month, we're coming to Newcastle, Delaware, the 18th, the 19th, and the 20th at Seeds of Greatness Church of the pastors Lewis. Wonderful pastors. They're so kind to us. And it's such a good atmosphere. We know we're going to have a great meeting there. We invite you to come. You can go online to billybrim.org and find out more about it, more how to sign up. We're going to meet at the Jefferson Monument on the 20th, Sunday the 20th, at 7 p.m. And there, if you want to, you can sign up, and we've got a register. You can register online, billybrim.org, and you'll have a packet, which will include a T-shirt. I'll be wearing a T-shirt. I don't know how good I'll look in it, but anyway, I'm wearing one that says, First of All. And there we're going to be praying on the 20th. Now, this is the evening, and you know the Jews count, as God did, the evening and morning of as a day. And the next day, the 21st, is the day of that unusual solar eclipse. There's going to be a total solar eclipse traveling all across the United States on the 21st. Now, the 21st, some of us are going to, we found out many things about Delaware. We found out that they were the first state to sign the Constitution. So they are counted as the first state of the United States. Now, we count that significant to us as we're going there for our meeting that God called. Also, we found out that this Newcastle was such a place in George Whitefield's life. And so on the 21st, some of us are just going to kind of go around to the church where he spoke and the place where he stayed and just connect with those things. You'll find out about George Whitefield so much in my new book. And but then added to all of that, we found out about this eclipse. It happens only once every 100 years. There's probably nobody alive, not many alive at least, who remember such an eclipse. Now, some people are attaching a prophetic meaning to this. I think Mark Blitz, who talked about the eclipses, is it is happening on the 1st of Elul, which is the Jewish month that begins with the new moon that begins with a 40 days of soul searching, you might say, before they have their Day of Atonement. And the Jews go through this every year. So Mark Blitz and some others have said that it has prophetic meaning. I don't know. God hasn't said anything to me about it. But it was unusual. And so many unusual things are happening right now. It's unusual for Russia to have set right in at the border just north of Israel, the USSR, not the USSR, they're gone, by the way, but Putin is right there on that border, allied with Persia. He's moved down now as a sort of a quote-unquote peacekeeper. Well, I don't know about that. He's ejected more than 700 of our diplomats out of Russia. And this these things all about Russia right now, they're just kind of a stirring, knowing that a stirring is going on over there. So, Father, we just ask you in the name above all names, we know your will is being done because we're praying that it be done, but we also know it has enemies. And we know that enemies who would move and keep things apart. We want to pray, Father, in the name. I want to pray in the name of Jesus for the new communications director for our White House, and that we do pray that the leaks will stop. In the name above all names, Father, please show where the leaks are and plug the dike. We pray that in Jesus' name. We know that you can do it if we ask you, and we ask you to plug the dike on those leaks. And the things that are just like the things that are trying to divert the attention from important things, we pray that those quiet down in Jesus' name. Lord God, I want to ask you all to pray with us about our project in Israel, Big Dollar Bell. We have some good news out of Israel. We have gotten some good things approved. Now, here are some points that we need to pray today. They ask us to do certain things to revise our plans, and so we did them. And those should be finished in about, well, this week, this upcoming week. Now, we want to pray that those updated plans be approved quickly as is, with no more revision, that they would not ask any more revision. I'm asking you that, Father, and Father, it is written that if any two of you are agreed as touching anything, it shall be done. And we're on earth, and we're asking. And, Father, we've got people here from actually around the world even on this line. And, of course, 40 states from the United States. And so we're asking you that these new updated plans be approved as is. And second thing we're asking you, Lord, there's a 15-day, there's a requirement that we make a 15-day newspaper notification, public notification. And so we're going to file that. And we ask that there be zero objections. Father, you make blind eyes see. You make seeing eyes blind. You did that for Brother Andrew. You did that for us when we went into Soviet Russia. I'm asking you that you would blind eyes to that newspaper notification, and that people will not even see it, that you would obliterate it, make it like invisible ink on those pages. I'm asking you to do it, and I know you will. And then after that, Father, we're praying for a smoothing of the route, a smoothing of the route, the picking up of the stones, casting them out of the way to obtaining the final building permit so that we can actually get started. We thank you, Father. We praise you for all the funds that you brought in to us. And we ask you for the release of the few million that we need more. In the name above every name, I claim, we've already outlined this in blogs before, the millions of dollars that we need to be unplugged, to be loosed out of the hands of the world, and to be coming into the kingdom of God. In the name above all names, I claim the funds we need to finish, I ask the angels to go out and get it, and we bind the devil from having anything to do with it in Jesus' name. In the name above all names, we pray. I also want to ask you to pray about our general fund in our ministry at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson. I don't usually say anything about funds here, but we have had a great increase in our outreach, and God has provided every one of these things for us to do. But we've had a great increase there, and we've had, and we noticed about it because we prayed about it, and God's answered our prayers. But we noticed that it began when we introduced the First of All campaign. There came like an attack against our general funds, operating funds. And so in the name above all names, we've prayed about it. God's spoken to us about it. He sent a prophet by, Brother Gene Wiseman, who spoke to us on Wednesday prayer. And you can get that on archives recently. And this was an attack from the enemy, and it has been loosed. And I'm just getting your agreement and thanksgiving to prayer. Father, we just thank you for the release of funds that you've already done. And we just thank you for that flow so that we can continue to go and go and go. We praise you for it. Everybody, lift up your hand right now and praise the Lord for the funds for our general fund at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Lord, we just praise you for that general fund, Father, and that money's coming in, flowing right in today. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hear the praise in our voices that we raise now. And Father, this meeting that I'm in right now, this Southwest Believers meeting, oh, Father, how we do praise you, God. We lift up the ministers, the speakers, that they would flow with you. And, oh, God, I don't want to forget what happened in Branson. I don't want to forget how you so gloriously blessed our youth, Champions for Christ, how you strengthened and anointed and called. And, oh, Father, it was just glorious seeing those young people. We had 850 young people, so receptive to God, so anointed. Father, we pray for them and their lives where they are today as they've gone home to keep alive those fires in them burning. I thought about when I was a young person and when I went to camp at Falls Creek, and they never left me. And I know they won't leave them, and that I know you're raising up. Right here at Southwest Believers, you have the youth meetings, and Chip spoke at one of them, and the other ministers have. And those young people are so, oh, they're passionate. And so, Father, we thank you for them. We thank you for the opportunity to move in their lives and have some effect on them. We lift up Dr. Gary Wood's family. We're going to go, I'm going to go the end of this week, and we're going to go to the services that will be for Dr. Gary Wood on this upcoming Friday. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the, oh, I'm so glad you made that connection. You spoke to me years ago that in the glorious church there will be glorious connections, that you will make them between people, some of the past and some of when we're alive. And I just want to thank you for giving us this witness from heaven of Dr. Gary Wood. I do thank you that he completed his 50 years since he came back from heaven and had his jubilee. And Lord, I know he's so glad to be there now. We thank you, dear Father, for your holy presence and your comforting of Dina Wood, his wife, his daughter Angel, and of course his son and grandson. And we do thank you, dear Father, for her ministry to go on, and Gary Wood's ministry and his tapes and his videos to go even more further than they ever have. We just praise you for his life. He gave you glory, Lord. He was faithful in his earth walk, and we know he's enjoying fullness of reward. If you would like to watch him, we had his 50th anniversary where he gave a report from going to heaven and coming back in 1966. And so, and it was in December 1966. So in December 2016, We had him at on the archives of, I think it was the third Sunday, I'm not sure, but you could find it on our archives and watch him give that report from heaven. We thank God for it. And so I'm going to be getting ready now to go to the morning meetings over here at Southwest Believers, and you get ready for a wonderful day in our Lord. Shalom, shalom, in its fullness of meaning, may completeness of blessing be in your life, God's richest and best today. Shalom, shalom.